This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
This morning we'll be speaking briefly on how faith works. How faith. I noticed that a lot of believers, they do not understand how faith works. God will speak to them. They will hear God. Then they will say, give me evidence. You have spoken to me, I can hear you, just like Gideon. I want to put a fleece out there. Let it rain on it. Then let it rain beside it. Then let it rain above it. Let it rain, but let the rain not touch it. Let it rain and touch it alone. And they do this because they are full of doubt. Doubt is the enemy of faith. Doubt is the enemy of faith. The Lord says to you, it is time to push your business in a particular direction. God says, oh, you have been counting in thousands, but going forward, I declare it to you, Benga, you are going to begin to swim in billions, right? God said that, you heard it. It doesn't matter whether God told you in your sleep, or maybe a pastor came to tell you, or you are in a fellowship, or you are just driving and you heard it. It does not matter how God spoke, but you are sure that God spoke. How then are you going to explain 10 years later, 5 years later, even 10 days later, that you are still not swimming in billions? That thing baffles me. Because that's not how God deals with me. Because if God tells me a thing, God's word is enough for me. I'm saying this to you with all confidence. God's word is enough. I've learned to trade in the currency of the word. I've learned it over 5 years. If God says something to me, it is enough. I do not ask God, oh, come and fund it. Oh, give me money. Oh, God, if it is you, send me, say, let 3 other brothers come and confirm it. If it is you, let this pastor, let him call. I will never, ever. I do not operate like that. When I see believers talking and I won't lie to you. So I'm trying to get better. But it irritates me. And the word of God is not enough. As soon as a believer begins to talk like that, I just turn off. I just tune off. I just tune off. You may be talking, I may be listening to you, but I've stopped hearing. As long as you're telling me, brother, God spoke to me. And now I want you to come and top it up. I want you to come and lay hands on me. I say, why? And God said to me, God spoke to you. How come you have not manifested it? Whenever it comes between God and you, I'm going to blame you if what God says does not come to pass. It's not God's fault. I will blame, in fact, 100% it is your fault. It is my fault. If the word of God falls to the ground, it is not the fault of God. God, the moment God spoke that word, I'm telling you, nature and science had automatically become rigged. You know what they call rig? Has become rigged to favor everything that was said. But when you do not understand faith, you will still be asking for things that shouldn't be. Sometimes some of us ask God for the wrong things. And then we are crying because those are not things that God gives men. Like 80% of the young women I know in my life right now, 80% are saying we are trusting God for a husband. Father, bring him. But they know that if God brings somebody that is not their spec, they will not take go. It's not as if they are trusting God for God's will. They are trusting God to give them what they want. They have a spec. They have in their mind, he has to be rich. He must have a good job. He must be properly mobile. He must be thinking this way. He must be God-fearing. He must be attending a church. He must believe in the same kind of thing. He must be tall. He must be dark. He must be handsome. He must speak good English. He must be a correct guy. God. So they already have what they want in their heart. And then they go to God to say, okay, God, this is my shopping list. And then God who sees the end from the beginning, we're looking at them. They would, I've been praying for your God for 4 years. 3 years. They do not understand that is not the way of faith. Because they will hear one or two people that will testify. Those ones are a miracle. So I'm telling you, anybody can claim something as a miracle. A miracle is the supernatural work of God in a natural space. It is undeniable. It has nothing to do with, I met a guy. You met a guy, not me. Other people are also meeting guys every day. People that are not Christians are meeting good guys every day and marrying them. It is not a miracle. That's not a miracle. That is you living your life and meeting. Then we choose separate things. That's not a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a lie. It's a miraculous husband. Both of you still fight inside your room. You just will not come and tell us. What a miraculous husband. Let us be hearing what. Let us be separating these things. Yeah? Not a miraculous husband. Yeah. It's a mark. And God brought your way, using the term God brought your way. Actually, if you don't believe in God, you will have met him. There's nobody that God went to create to give anybody. All of us were born by mommy and daddy. And then we find a way to meet each other. That is the truth. Unbelievers meet each other every day and they have a good life. I'm just trying to make you see all the things that the quote in religion are necessary. They don't matter. But if you are a believer, the things that God gives believers, instructions, his word, and then you still doubt those, like, if God will speak to any man, God doesn't speak to you, I'm speaking now. Like, he will be talking to you, talking for 30 minutes, No. See, now, I sat down with God. You are not having a discussion. God, you are the one talking to yourself. God speaks to us in our spirits. And God, when God will speak to us, whatsoever he says are things that had already been done. These are not, God does not sit down with you to draw up a 10-year plan. The Bible said he knows the end from the, so he had already done it. Already. And then he will say to you, JSW, this is what I have done. All then I have to do is run with it because I know it has been done already. You see how simple that is? It's very simple. It's how I work with God. If ever you read my biography or autobiography in future, and they will tell you, there was no sponsor somewhere, it's a lie. It's a lie. I'm telling you, nobody. I'm telling you now, nobody. the word of God was enough. 2017 September. The Lord spoke to me. I said, right. I'm saying to you. Right. I said, where? He said, on Twitter. Right. Make threads. Build me a platform on social media. That's it. I was a PR at the time. I had a job. I said, yeah, that's all. It didn't, you have to understand. Like, when people actually wonder, what are they making a big deal of? God didn't give me seed money. He didn't give anybody money to give me. Give me his word. It was enough. And I began to do it. I didn't have content to. I was posting scripture, Bible. I wasn't making content. I would take the Bible and I was posting it verse by verse on Twitter. Because he said I should go and do something there. And I didn't know what to do. So I posted verse by verse. Every day I would sit down, I would post 100 verses of the scriptures daily, 100. Because he spoke to me. 100. I wasn't after who is retreating, who is engaging. No. I wasn't going there to go and be reading other people's content and to be commenting and to be making a nuisance of myself. He spoke to me. I knew what he said. This is what I'm saying to you, very simple. How can God speak to you? And the first thing you're thinking about is money. Don't be like that. Please don't be like that. Don't be a bad person. That's a bad child syndrome. I didn't do it, in the bad way. I grew up from bad child. That means bad child. That's a bad child syndrome. I cannot imagine that I'll tell any of my biological children. I'll say to them, tomorrow morning, you'll be resuming at West Point. And they will say, Daddy, where is Griffith? Where's the money? Eh? My children will immediately, they know. It is how I think. Because I would think ahead for my biological children. And I will fund. I will not tell them work. No. I will fund it ahead. I'll just tell them, you guys, we're flying to this place. They know. They just go and pack their bag. These are human children, they just go and pack. Nobody questions me that, Daddy, where did you get the money from? Where did the money come from? Who will supply it? But never. And then God will speak to me. And I will now sit down and be doing 10,000 from, if I collect 10,000 from 30 people, me, I will never. I do not think like that. It is the thinking of losers, those who will never amount to much in Christ. That's how they think. Let me say it again to you. When you think like that, you will never amount to much. You will never be able to do the heavy things of the kingdom. Faith is a currency, and the word of God is a currency. I do not do it. This is what I'm talking. I'm telling you. As soon as the Lord said go, I said, yeah, let's go. I've got to be faithful 100%. Everything that was needed, booking this, booking that, to tell this and that. I didn't have to stress and die. He did not speak. He did not speak. Is his word not value? Can I not take his word to the bank? I have taken the word of God to the bank several times, literally. And I share with those of us on Free Zone. We have a project we are doing, and we will have 2 million. And I will need 30 millionaire, or 40 millionaire, or 50 millionaire. That was a week. This past March, month of March, during the prevailing prayer, that was a week, 1 week, and then 90 million. 90 million naira. And from heaven and the earth, all the offering, everything, personal, everything, nothing up to 4 million. I said, Kenny, today, we will buy the roof. They said, the dollar, I don't care. We will buy the roof. We'll buy the window. Everything today. I'm not buying them tomorrow. I'm paying for them today. anybody would have thought I was mad. Somebody called me and said, maybe we should chill. When dollar settles and when it comes down, I said, no. It is when dollar was at its highest that I want to buy. I must put my faith to work. And then I took my phone like this, opened the bank app. And then I said, send me the account number of all the people we are paying. So they sent it to me. I put it on a list on my left. I put my phone on the right. I opened the app, praying in tongues. Then I began to click in the amount of money they need in 10 million. So I didn't do 2 million, 3 million. I did 10. I was 10 million. I'll type it in. I'll put the account number. I'll put everything. Praying in the spirit, I'll send the money. The bank will say insufficient. What have you? I didn't answer it. I put it again, second time, 10 million. Put it again, insufficient. I put it again, third time, 10 million. When I finished paying this one, maybe his money is 40 million. I paid for 40 million. I went to the one that needs 30 million. Did the same thing. Went to the one that did the 40 million again. Did the same thing. When I was done, I had my shower. I dressed well. Then I went to the bank. I told them, hey guys, I did some transactions that didn't go through. Why? One of them said, what? I said, yeah. When my bank was saying, so what do you mean by insufficient? I transferred money to those who are building on my site. Transferred money to those who are building my site. And the app was telling me, go and check your record. I'm telling you, all of them stood up. They ran. They began to check. Let's say, we are sorry, sir. We are sorry, sir. Please wait a minute. I'm telling you, I left that bank. All the people I needed to pay had been paid with a lot of apologies. The word of God for me, eh? That's how it is. You have to understand. What I'm telling you is so verbal. It's the truth. Day to day, my transaction must go. I wouldn't look at any of the evidence that speaks to the contrary to what the Lord has told me. How many of you would walk like that? Oftentimes, you try something halfway, you lose courage. I have never. If God has spoken to me, I will take his word to the bank. I'm telling you, the word of a man can't fail. Word of God does not fail. So when I was announcing at the time that, by the grace of God, we've done all the windows. We paid for the roofing. We've paid for the login. It was like, what? How did you do that? But I mean, how did you do that? In 1 week, but I'm telling you, when I say to you that money can rain from heaven, that God is in the affairs of men to turn things around for men, hear me. But the things I just shared today now, I told you that I just banked on the word of God, right? Some of us now, you don't carry your own word. You say, I want to do Abraham Gadget. Yes, I need to buy Ferrari for my girlfriend. Ferrari Murano. I want to buy Ferrari Murano. Then you now begin to do it. It did not work for you because it isn't God's word. It's your word. That's why you don't get results. God will speak to me. Hey, do you know? God spoke to me one day. There are things I don't want to be shared. When I hear the word of God about anything, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I tell you by the mercies of God, if God speaks to you, it is enough. God told me, he said, you are going to be speaking to so-and-so on so-and-so day. God spoke to me, to the president of a country. God said, I will be addressing the president of a country on so-so day. Said, okay. The day came, that day that I was supposed to speak to the president came. I got to the bathroom, I showered, I dressed well early in the morning. I sat in my house, expecting that any time from now, a convoy will arrive and the man pick me so that I can talk to that president. I waited for money. Throughout that day, nothing happened. I was thinking, I heard from God clearly what has happened. I didn't say maybe God didn't speak to me. I don't doubt. I know what I heard. I was like, Nobody came to pick me up. God said I was going to speak to the president of so country. Hey. And I sat at home. I didn't go anywhere. And there was no phone call. Nobody sent me a mail. No. Not even the rustling of the wind. Not even. It was shocking to me. Oh. I said, no. I said, this day is not over. I'm telling you. Like, it was supposed to be like on the 12th of the month. And then it didn't happen on the 12th. I said, this day is not. I said, until what God said happens, I refuse for this day to close. So, generally, the day was closing for other people. I refused. I stood on that day. That God said, He will make me speak to this president on this day. I heard the date. I heard God's voice. So for the whole world, time may be passing. For me, time has stood still. So you may think I'm delusional. It is your problem. I don't care. I would rather take the word of God than take your system. Your system is an anathema to me. Like the system of the world, I do not regard it. But I know that I know whom I believe. The word of God is my life. I'm not using it to preach. What I do here, I do not do it to convince anybody to come and attend our fellowship. I've never done all those nonsense. I just want to live my life for God. I want to live by His word. I want to live a life that delights God. That is not too much to ask. Just living for God. Just living by God. Just living in God. It was enough. If it's not enough, then what am I a Christian for? I would have just been any other religious person. No. This is the life. Everybody went to November. That one was not of November. People moved on to November 12th, I was still in November 13th, I was still in November 12th. People moved on to November 14th, I was still in November 12th. People moved on to November 15th, I was still in November 12th. People moved to November 16th, I was still in November 12th. 17th, I got on a flight to Abuja. I landed in Abuja. I booked an Airbnb at Jabi where I was going to stay. I called the taxi driver to pick me, to take me to the Airbnb. I was in the car, we were going, I received the call. Hello, hi Winga, how are you, sir? Where are you now? I said, I'm in Abuja. I said, yes. You are going to Jabi, right? Hey? I said, yes. We are waiting for you there. Hey! I said, who is the we? He said, no, don't panic. This is mommy, so and so. So this woman that called me is somebody I respect and that I know has good of my good in her heart. So she said, the mommy that we are waiting for you. Came down at my Airbnb, convoy was waiting. And I got to that man, that president. He said to me, we've been trying to locate you since November the 12th. But they said you're busy and I didn't want to disturb your schedule. They said you have a lot of ministrations, you do classes at 10, you do this, you do that. I didn't want to disturb your schedule. But when I saw that you are coming to Abuja today, I said I should be able to spare me a few minutes. The word of God came to pass. But I did not, like many people would do, on that day when it didn't happen, I didn't then lose hope and begin to say, God spoke to me, maybe it's my flesh, maybe it's my head, maybe it's my egg, maybe God didn't speak, maybe it was my thought, maybe it was my... I would never. I know God's voice. He said, the voice of a stranger, I will not hear. He said, my sheep, no, I'm his sheep. I'm the sheep of his pasture. I'm his favorite. I'm telling you, I do not know about other people. Me, I'm God's favorite, the son of his heart, the son of his heartbeat, the one that lays heart on his chest to hear the heartbeat of the Father daily. I know the Lord. The Lord knows me. He knows me. He knows the gates of my city. He knows my house. The Lord is intimate with me. There is no way that God will speak to me that I will look for human validation, human support. I won't even share with you. Most of the time, we will have finished what God has told me. We will have started doing it before I say, okay, this is what God said. Because I do not want anybody to begin to think, because it's my experience. When you tell people God said, everybody begins to say, hey, he's saying God said, he now wants to build a cathedral. He's saying God said, you know, he now wants to build a city. Where will he get the money from? You know? So when people, so I realize that the majority of people who say they are Christians, when you tell them God said something sincerely, they sincerely don't believe. They don't act like they know that God spoke to you. They always think that when you say God said, that maybe you are trying to manipulate them, or that you are being ambitious, or you are trying to cloak your own design or agenda under God. So they behave like that. I'm like, why would I tell you God said something if God didn't say it? Did I ask you to fund it? So over time, I've learned never to tell anybody what God says to me. I just keep my mouth shut, and then I'll go ahead and do it. And then I wanted to build the magazine. Don't go there. A lot of people, even in my own family, no. Why don't you find somewhere else? I was like, God said I should do something. You guys are coming to give me advice. Are you mad? Like, are you crazy? Like, God said, do this. You guys are trying to come to me and say, no, don't do it there. Come and do it there. Are you okay? Like, do you have sense? God said, do A. And you are coming to give me advice. So I decided that these people are provoking me. And everybody said, no, they are just trying to cancel. No. When God speaks, you do not change an inch of what he said. You stay. You are the most obstinate, the most stubborn, obstinate person in the world. The moment God speaks to you, God cannot speak to you and say, "I'm flexible." Are you okay? I'm not flexible. I'm telling you, I'm not flexible on anything. If God speaks to me, I will never be flexible. You will not be the one to make me change or doubt or move away from what God said. There is nothing anybody can do to me. This is how I'm programmed to. Programmed to be God. That's how you must be. I'm trying to share with you. So you know that when God has spoken to you about anything, oftentimes you are the one that does not allow that thing to work. Oftentimes. Because you suddenly begin to doubt whether he spoke or not. And then you begin to think. When God speaks, there is no thinking involved. I don't think. I'm telling you, I'm quite intelligent. But when God speaks, my intelligence is suspended. I know his thought towards me. I know God will not tell me to do something that he has not prepared for already. In all the scripture that I saw, every time Jesus did anything, it was prepared ahead. The upper room was prepared ahead. Donkey prepared ahead. Do you remember the world prepared ahead? Everything just ever needed. Prepared ahead. So I know that I'm walking in a preordained reality. And therefore, I have confidence in that all that I would ever need in this gospel had long been provided. Just God just tell me, go here, go there. And no man who didn't give me anything should come and give me counsel. I will not take it. As you go to your churches today, I declare that you are a blessing. I declare that you accept faith as a viable and living testimony. That your faith begins to produce results, the kind of result that changes the world. I declare that you begin to think and walk in the reality of the gospel. I declare it, that everybody will see you and say, this is a child of God. You are not a mere man. You begin to walk in the supernatural. I declare that you stop doubting the voice of God. When God tells you to do something, you will know the voice of God clearly. And you will do what it says and you will get results. I declare it, that your faith is standing and that you are established in it. Thank you, Father, for this is the Lord of your church. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the blessed ones shout, glory.
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com.